Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, August 25th. Vega, in the constellation Lyra, stands high overhead at nightfall. Arcturus, in Bootes, is well up in the west, and Antares, the heart of the Scorpion, is in the south-southwest. Those stars are also known as Alpha Lyrae, Alpha Bootis, and Alpha Scorpii, indicating that each is the brightest member of its constellation. The names were devised by Johann Baer, who was born 450 years ago. Baer was born in Germany in 1572, although the exact date is unknown. He was a lawyer and became legal advisor to the Augsburg City Council. Baer also was interested in astronomy, and in 1603 he published a star atlas. It was the first atlas to cover the entire night sky, including some southern constellations that had been plotted a few years earlier. Baer named the stars using a letter of the Greek alphabet followed by the constellation name. So a constellation's brightest star was Alpha, the second brightest was Beta, and so on. There were some exceptions, though. Some stars were named based on their position. So while the star Dubby is Alpha Ursae Majoris, it's only the second brightest star of Ursa Major. It marks the lip of the bowl of the Big Dipper, with the other Greek letter stars tracing the Dipper's outline. Baer and a colleague created another atlas, published after Baer died, that used names from Christianity, but it never caught on, leaving more than 1,000 stars named with the Greek alphabet. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.